Nathalie Rose, CEO of Ekaterra Tea this week, announced, quote, "With pride and enthusiasm, our corporate name will change to Lipton Teas and Infusions." She said this change comes together with our commitment to drive the whole tea industry upwards and to grow value for all on our planet, said Rose. Infusion is not a product description. It's our mindset. It's our modus operandi, she said. In a public statement posted to LinkedIn, she writes that, quote, success comes through people collaborating and lifting each other up in the service of common goals. We know the power of blends, and we honor the role of diversity of thinking and ideas in building excellence, end quote. The rebranding will strengthen the company's position as the world's number one tea business and affirm its approach as a consumer-centric organization, according to the release. Ekaterra currently generates 2 billion euros in annual turnover from sales in 150 countries. The name change is more inclusive of non-traditional brands in the portfolio, such as Puka Herbs and Tazo. The company owns 34 brands, including PG Tips, the T2 retail chain, and regional brands such as Brook Bond Red Label and Bushells in Australia. Business Insight. Several companies now share the branding power of Lipton, a name associated with fine tea since the 1800s. In November 2021, CVC Capital Partners agreed to pay Unilever 4.5 billion euros to acquire the Ekaterra portfolio. Unilever retained production and distribution rights to Lipton Yellow Label in India, Nepal, and Indonesia. The Pepsi-Lipton Tea Partnership in North America owns the rights to Lipton's ready-to-drink offerings. The SpaceX Transporter safely delivered the first agricultural-focused Earth observation satellite into orbit this month. Once in place in 2025, a constellation of 7 satellites will each monitor 1 million square kilometers daily, covering 100% of the largest areas of farm and forest lands, about 98% of the globe's land surface. Each of the satellites, designed by Dragonfly Aerospace, is equipped with 13 bands that generate panchromatic and multispectral imagery. The satellites will monitor daily growth of crops, water stress, weed spread, the presence of pests, and temperature variations at ground level. Tea growers can use the data to precisely control CO2 emissions, cut energy consumption, decrease water usage, and reduce losses to pests. Artem Asenimov, the CEO of EOS Data Analytics, said, quote, "The launch brings new game-changing possibilities of satellite technologies to the agricultural industry. EOSDA will now work with proprietary data sets to provide even deeper and more accurate insight for its customers and partners," end quote. The Specialty Tea Institute has ceased operations. According to Peter Goji, president of the Tea Association of the USA, the decision was driven by economics and a decline in interest. The decision means that STI will not accept membership applications in 2023 and will not conduct classes anytime in the near future. Goji writes that STI could not offer many courses over the last 3 years due to COVID and had experienced a dramatic drop in both membership and interested students. STI is the association's educational arm, offering basic through advanced training. The Institute's certified tea specialist and certified STI instructor credentials and the STI Tea Mentors program were well respected with participation by professionals around the globe. Scale is important, and STI had reached unsustainable lows with dues income falling to $2,000 in 2022 and course income generating only $15,000 in revenue, said Goji. In 2015, the organization generated $33,000 in membership dues and earned $89,000 from course fees. Revenue had declined to $57,000 by 2019. The association's board is looking into possible next steps, including a sale, a merger, or leasing of STI curricula. STI originated from the merger of the Specialty Tea Registry and the American Premium Tea Institute in 2002. Business Insight. STI developed the U.S.'s first standardized and accredited tea education program. During the past 20 years, thousands attended tea conferences and trade shows where they earned recognition for achieving Level 1 and Level 2 tea specialist certifications. Approximately 200 achieved Level 3 and 4 credentials. Tea professionals today have a choice of several association-sponsored training programs and private academies.